This morning I'm with Marie Malzoski, who is a resident in the Old Palace in St Asaph. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your earliest memories of Wales were coming on holiday, I think.
It was, and it must have been about 1990. I came on holiday. We used to come for day trips to Rhyl initially, and then eventually we stayed in a caravan and had holidays here every year. And we used to love the fun fair and Towin, the Black Cat. That's been going some many years. I remember my children going in there on the arcades. Uh-huh. And it was just very lively and friendly.
Yeah. And it was a welcome relief from a tough background that you had in Manchester.
It was, yeah. I was brought up in abject poverty, to be honest. We had nothing. My dad went from job to job. He was a chimney sweep, a rag and bone man, a coal man. You name it, he did it.
Wherever there was dirt, he was there.
He was there. He worked hard, but it was always different jobs at different times. So when we came to Rhyl, we didn't stay in posh caravans. We took budget ones, and it was, you know, fish and chips on the front, and we enjoyed that. It was really nice. Yeah. My daughter loves Wales.
Yeah. And I think you've got a poem, haven't you?
Or I have, writing. Yeah.
Do you want to read it out?
Yeah, I can do. My glasses on. Right.
Ready. When you're ready.
Screams of panic from the bathroom. Mum, have you seen my deodorant? Other voices filter through from other parts of the house, all having the same urgent tones. Have you seen this? Have you seen that? Five children all scrambling to get ready for school, and me in the middle trying to keep some kind of order. I walk my two young daughters to school, send the eldest two lads off with packed lunches, and drag the youngest backwards and forwards to the shops. Get home, clean the house, load the washer for its daily trip down cleanliness road. Hang it out, bring it in. I wish this rain would pack it in. Prepare the evening meal, dash off to the adult classes to broaden the mind. Get back just in time to collect the girls. The boys arrive home. What's for tea, Mum? Feed the tribe, do the stack of ironing that's leering from the corner. Sit down for a well-deserved rest. And what does hubby says? You're not tired again, are you? I look at him in exasperation. How could you possibly think that?
And those three adult classes came in very useful, didn't they?
They because certainly did.
And brought you back to Wales, I think, when you decided that this was the place you wanted to
it
live.
It was, yeah.
And you got a job in Rhyl.
I got a job with Manchester People First. I worked in Manchester. It was Communities First in South West Rhyl. I was the coordinator for over 10 years.
Yeah. And that was quite an eye-opener when you came for the interview for the job.
It certainly was. One of the first questions they asked me was, what was my first vision of Rhyl? And I said it was the desperation of people sitting in cafes to keep warm and having a cup of tea to keep, you know, to pass the time. And I soon fitted in because I found that those very same people formed a very strong community and stuck by each other, and they accepted me really well, and I fitted in there for 10 years. And I loved every minute of it.
Yeah. But your patch was South West Rhyl?
South West Rhyl, yeah.
Known as the Resi?
Known as the Res, yeah. It got a bad reputation at times, but the people there are very friendly, very warm and welcoming. And they work hard to form a community. I'm still in touch with quite a few of the residents from there now. Sadly, a lot have passed on. But I'm still in touch with some of the younger ones.
And at this time you were living in Colwyn Bay?
I was, west end of Colwyn Bay near the zoo. It was lovely. Very surreal hearing all the animals in the morning. You could hear the chimpanzees fighting when you went to get the bus for work. It was lovely.
Yeah. And then as time went on, and I think your partner's illness meant that you needed to have a change of where you lived.
Yes, I came to live here because there was a warden on site, and it meant that my partner had support in the day so I could continue working. So I did a couple of days from home and 3 days in Rhyl, and it worked out quite well. Unfortunately, he passed away 4 years ago. And I remain here because I love it here.
Yeah.
It is my life. Oh, beautiful grounds and gardens, yeah, it's beautiful. And this is, again, strong community spirit. There's always somebody. If you need something from the shop, there's someone that can nip and get it. Yeah. If you need your meds, they'll go for it. Everything is lovely. There's social events and keeps me busy.
And with your skill set, you've been able to contribute to helping people?
Yeah, I've organised events in the past, and at the moment we've got a 10-week Tai Chi course running. I'm going to have a fish and chip night in a couple of weeks. We're off on Thursday of this week. There's 10 of us going for a meal for my birthday.
Oh, right.
So we all get together when there's an event to celebrate.
Where are you going for the meal?
Table.
Right.
In Rhyl. Yeah, Rhyl, Rudland, yeah.
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 And the fish and chip night, that's a very important...
Oh, yeah, people love it. We have it every few months here. We have it shipped in. We have a couple of volunteers who go and pick it up from Mary's in Rhyl on Wellington Road. And you get fish and chips and bread and butter for a fiver. And we provide the cups of tea. Yeah.
So in your time here, do you remember the floods in St Asaph?
I do, yeah. It didn't affect us directly in the palace. But it was a very strange time because at the time I lived further down the corridor, and as I looked out my window, I could see people floating past in boats on the fields.
Yeah.
And the horses were having to be pulled in for safety because they were all in mud and everything. We had a few people stay at the palace that had been displaced from... Cleese fell in over the road, they were badly affected.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.